KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. 45 degrees and cloudy in Salt Lake. KSL's top story. We now know the name of the Santaquin police officer killed in the line of duty just over 24 hours ago. Sergeant Bill Hoosier was 50 years old.
He is survived by his spouse of 29 years, two daughters, and one granddaughter.
Today we're getting a much better idea of who Sergeant Hoosier was before he made the ultimate sacrifice. Our team coverage in the line of duty begins with KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce. Becky?
Jeff, Bill Hoosier was one of three sergeants on the Santaquin Police Force. He just earned that rank earlier this year after joining the department in 2017. Police Chief Rod Hurst tells us he lived and died by the principles of Isaiah 6:8.
Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" Then said I, "Here I am," said, "Send me." In a nutshell, that describes Sergeant Bill Hoosier.
In his private life, Sergeant Hoosier loved the outdoors and enjoyed camping and playing golf. Santaquin named him Employee of the Month back in 2022. At the time, he oversaw the city's high school internship program. They asked him what he liked most about his job, and he said, "Making a difference." Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Becky. Officials offered the latest on the investigation into the sergeant's death this afternoon. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera is joining us live from Santaquin City Hall with details about what unfolded during yesterday's all-out search for the suspect. Eric?
Jeff, according to Lieutenant Corey Slaymaker with Spanish Fork Police, the suspect was on the run in multiple locations following what he said was an intentional hit and attack at Sergeant Hoosier.
The suspect fled on foot to a nearby convenience store where he stole another semi-truck. The suspect left the stolen semi in Mona, Utah. Multiple units responded, including SWAT units, in an attempt to locate the suspect.
Slaymaker said he then stole a Ford pickup and was spotted in Mount Pleasant, where he allegedly stole another vehicle. High-speed chase ended in Vernal, where he was ultimately brought into custody. Reporting live, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Yesterday, Utah issued something called a Blue Alert. It's similar to an Amber Alert, but for incidents involving law enforcement.
Typically where a law enforcement officer has been seriously injured or killed in the line of duty or is missing in connection with the officer's official duties.
That's field supervisor for the Utah Bureau of Criminal Identification, Mandy Biesinger, who says this was the only time Utah's ever used the system in the 10 years it's been around, the Blue Alert. People in Santaquin are doing everything they can to honor Sergeant Hoosier. Our team coverage in the line of duty continues.
For hours, people have been steadily streaming in, pulling over to leave flowers, American flags, cards, and other gifts on and around this patrol car here at Santaquin City Hall, including Riley Carter and her two young kids on their way to school.
I just think it's important that people know just how many people are thinking about him, and his family knows, like, we are all behind them.
Dennis Chappell also stopped by. He says the fallen officer actually came by his home multiple times before he gave his life.
He's always had a smile on his face and was really willing to help us like he was one of our family.
Chappell says Santaquin is like one big family, and he hopes they all come out stronger than they were before. At Santaquin City Hall, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Israel is stepping up its attacks on the city of Rafah in southern Gaza. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Israel Defense Force is launching airstrikes in the city as Hamas shifts its position on a ceasefire. It's not entirely clear what's in the ceasefire proposal, but Israel says it's not the same proposal that was under discussion. National Security Spokesperson John Kirby confirms a new deal is in the works.
We still believe that reaching an agreement is the absolute best outcome, not only for the hostages, but for the Palestinian people.
He says the U.S. will continue to do its part to help the two sides reach an agreement. Pro-Palestinian protests are ongoing on college campuses across the country. Dozens of protesters gathered on the steps of MIT. They accuse the school of supporting Israel's military.
We're protesting MIT's ties to the IDF. MIT creates killer drones for the Israeli Ministry of Defense. After 2 weeks of negotiation, MIT cannot confirm if its drones are being used in Gaza.
At the University of Chicago, more than 100 faculty members are standing in solidarity with the students.
As a Jewish professor, a professor of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, I am especially grateful that we are able to be here today and that on Yom HaShoah, a day above all that we should be fighting against genocide.
Yom HaShoah is Holocaust Remembrance Day in Hebrew. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Former Utah Jazz center Rudy Gobert has welcomed his first child today, along with his girlfriend. ESPN reports Gobert is now questionable for the T-Wolves Game 2 against the Denver Nuggets. You know, fatherhood, it carries responsibilities, right? It's 4:06. First look traffic here. Ricky Meese joins us. What's going on?
Well, crews are wrapping up an accident in Salt Lake, 12th East, 100 South, and delays setting in, and it's the only spot of delay on the Valley Freeways, southbound I-15, Murray to Sandy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. My minute's on the way next. Stay right here.